This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad was on the red carpet of this movie, Long Shot. And I've been seeing the previews for this, and it's kind of a ridiculous premise that a beautiful girl like Charlize Theron is going to fall in love with a guy like Seth Rogen.
That's right.
Why?
I mean,
it
happens in real life.
Yeah, like, you want somebody that makes you laugh and that's warm and cuddly and fun.
Yeah, but look at my life, Scott.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I guess it is possible.
You're adorable.
Brad, thanks. Talking to Seth and
well,
Charlize.
Scott, you got to remember, I brought a lot of energy here for this. You know, it's Seth and Charlize together. I've dressed up like Seth as well in the movie.
Uh-oh.
Wearing a really colorful jacket, and I'm looking good, and they're coming down the red carpet, and they look amazing.
And you
now.
Jump them.
Well, I jump them, and Seth's fashion has improved now because he said he didn't want to look like Ed Sheeran. Standing next to Beyonce. Remember that photo which was amazing?
Oh, that's funny.
So Seth doesn't want it. He looks good. He's dressed like an investment banker, and Charlize looks beautiful, and I'm ready to go, Scott.
Okay. Hey, Seth. How are you, mate? Good to see you. Hey, Charlize. Great to see you again.
Your free jacket. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Yeah,
that first moment where you had to do the romance and the comedy together.
Yes.
Can you take me back to that moment when you're on set and how you both felt?
We had done a lot of work. We rehearsed a lot. We talked about the script for years and years and years. So it's nice to show up on set and not have to hope that things go well, but you're pretty sure that you've done enough by then to make sure they do.
So the nervousness is gone in those sort of those romantic interludes, Charlize?
I mean, I think that there's always a sense of when you're working on something that's challenging and not necessarily that easy, you want a little bit of the nerves. You don't want to feel like you can just do it with your eyes closed. So
yeah.
I think we were always a little scared.
But
a healthy amount of scared.
Exactly.
Now, I love what you said, Seth, about your fashion. It's improved over the last month.
We have to go in. I'm so sorry.
I love your dancing with Boyz II Men, Charlize. You were very good that night. Yeah.
I tell you what.
When it's over, baby.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I was surprised you. Was there other reporters there?
No, pretty much on my own at the end of there.
I was going to say, you got a lot of time with them.
Yeah. Then I got the massive pull away, though.
Yeah, but usually you don't get that much time.
Shit.
It's like right in the middle. Gotta go. Oh. Right.
Well, those people get paid to be rude.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Charlize Theron's one of those girls that sometimes I don't know who she is because she changes her look.
She's wonderful. That's what makes her a true
actress.
Well, that's
how she won an Academy Award in
Monster. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She's got a black outfit on. It looks like she's got slacks on, Brad.
That's right, yep. Pantsuit.
And it's all black.
All black.
Very cute. And she's got the earring, the diamond earring that goes all the way up the ear.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call those?
Mm. That just clasps around the ear?
Yeah, it goes up.
The ear jammers. They're called ear jammers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are
you
whatever.
Sure?
Yeah, ear jammers, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
That's what it's
I'm
called.
With Brad.
Great movie, though. Long Shot. Great movie. Lots of fun. Yeah. Get out and see it. Oh, Seth Rogen at his best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filthy. Yeah. And
funny.
She's so funny, Charlize Theron, too.
Is she a politician?
Yeah, that's right. She's Secretary of State and thinking of running for president.
Right.
It's sort of like the reverse Pretty Woman, where, she's Richard Gere and he's Julia Roberts.
Interesting.
She looks a lot like Hillary.
Either one of those.
She was on with Jimmy Fallon last night and was talking about what it was like to work with Rogen. She said he's a genius when he's smoking pot.
Is that what she said?
That's exactly what she said.
I think everybody thinks they're a genius when they're smoking pot. How about that?
A hit for a hit.
Wow. Did you see that interview with her where she says, I'm shockingly single?
No,
available.
She said I'm shockingly available. Oh,
right. I doubt if that's true.
Were you ever that, Scott? Were you ever shockingly available once?
Yeah, many years ago.
Man.
I was shocked. I was more than shockingly.
Frighteningly.
CBS FM. End of that conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.